You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. SBF on trial. Is crypto too? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're about a week into the trial of Sam Bankman-Fried. SBF, as he's known, is of course the one-time crypto wunderkind fighting charges that he stole billions from customers of his now-defunct crypto exchange FTX. FTX is currently in Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. A lot of hopeful investors got burned in the collapse of SBF's empire. I recently spoke with crypto reporter Vicky Wong at the Wall Street Journal about how the trial is affecting perceptions of the industry.
People definitely lost faith in crypto companies after the collapse of FTX because it was considered one of the safest places to park your money. And Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, was the darling of the crypto industry. He was loved by Silicon Valley venture capital investors. So when FTX itself collapsed in November, that really hit the industry hard in a way that not only did customers lose faith in crypto companies, but also prices of major cryptocurrencies fell sharply and became very stagnant. Even though this year the price of Bitcoin has rebounded a little bit.
If I may interject, this is what I find so fascinating, is that the price of Bitcoin is actually higher than it was when the FTX scandal happened.
Yes, I think that has something to do with what happened in 2023 as well. One thing about Bitcoin is that it's sort of a symbol for people who don't like big government and don't want to sort of conduct their financial transactions through a middleman like the bank. So when the banking crisis that started with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank happened in March, that kind of helped Bitcoin from a narrative standpoint. A lot of these big Bitcoin enthusiasts came out and said that, see, this is why you need to own Bitcoin, because you can't trust your money with the bank, which when it collapsed, it really scared a lot of depositors.
It's a great point, and important to remember that cryptocurrency emerged from the great financial crisis 15, 16 years ago and was a response to that shaken faith of so many people in the traditional financial system.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what a lot of these Bitcoin supporters sort of go back to again and again when they talk about the resilience of Bitcoin throughout all these crises. And it is true that a lot of crypto companies, especially crypto exchanges, have failed throughout the history of Bitcoin, starting with Mt. Gox in 2014 to FTX in 2022, and Bitcoin has indeed survived all of these large-scale scandals and frauds. I don't know what does that say about Bitcoin exactly, but it has survived through all of these scandals or frauds.
We'll be right back. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. So, Vicky, we're about a week into the trial of Sam Bankman-Fried, and I was wondering, as we watch that play out, does it feel to you like crypto is on trial too?
It definitely feels like crypto is on trial as well, even though the crypto industry really wants to move on from this. Since the collapse of FTX, regulators have waged a sweeping crackdown on the crypto industry. They have sued the largest crypto exchange in the world, Binance, and they have sued the largest crypto exchange in the US, Coinbase Global. And government officials have also cut off some services, such as banking services and other products that are really vital to the crypto industry.
But they've had mixed results, right? Regulators have not succeeded in all of the attempts that they've made to crack down on crypto.
Yes, it appears that regulators have kind of struggled to regulate the crypto industry. And one of the reasons is that many crypto companies think they need new regulations and new laws being made to help regulate the industry, whereas a lot of regulators think that there are already existing securities laws that can regulate the industry. So there's a lot of tension between regulators and the crypto industry in general. And so far, there is no existing law that has been, I guess, successfully applied to kind of regulate the industry.
So where is Congress at on this? I mean, the House is out of commission right now, but there seemed to have been some movement towards legislation before the Speaker of the House was ousted.
Yes, there are two bills sort of in Congress right now. One is a bill to regulate stablecoins, which are cryptocurrencies pegged to the U.S. dollar. And another bill kind of focused around market structure. From talking to a lot of people in the industry, I don't think the hope of a bill being sort of enacted into law is very high right now, just because there's a lot of other things going on in the government. And also we are in the midst of the SBF trials. So while there's a lot of hope, the progress on those is not very fast as of now.
What are you hearing from people in the crypto industry now? How are they painting the SBF trial in your conversations with them?
A lot of people in the crypto industry are definitely watching the trial very closely because FTX was such a big part of the crypto industry, and Sam Bankman-Fried was kind of omnipresent. He's everywhere in every transaction and in every deal. But I think for people who still believe in crypto and are working in the crypto industry, I think they don't want sort of the public to lump FTX and SBF together with crypto. Even the current CEO of FTX, John Ray, who's this corporate turnaround expert in charge of FTX's bankruptcy proceedings, he has also said that this is kind of a old-fashioned fraud and it could happen in crypto or in another industry. And I think that's what a lot of people in crypto want the public to think of this as well, that this is has more to do with a bad actor committing fraud on his customers rather than this is a crypto unique situation.
That was Vicky Wong at the Wall Street Journal. You can follow coverage of the SBF trial by Vicky's colleagues at the Wall Street Journal. They're in court each day. The trial's expected to last around 6 weeks. We've linked to the journal's daily coverage on our website, marketplacetech.org. The crypto industry's response to this circus? The phrase bad apple comes up a lot as they describe SBF. One crypto analyst tells Wired she's not the only one who thinks this is all just one very big distraction and calls the saga the, quote, galactic embarrassment of FTX. We've linked to Wired's coverage and a piece from NPR on SBF's parents, Joseph Bankman and Barbara Fried. The Stanford law professors were well-liked and highly respected in Silicon Valley. Both now face a civil lawsuit alleging they helped run their son's empire and were rewarded handsomely. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.